In colourful animation, an insect's view of the trees, flowers and dandelions of a garden on a bright day. Dewdrops glistening on a spider's web, the bulbous nose of a gnome, and the tail of a pink earthworm slipping into a hole in the soil. In an underground chamber, the worm is doing push-ups amongst dumbbells made out of blueberries and bar weights made out of acorns. A green caterpillar with red spots joins him in the exercises, doing push-ups with her many legs, then spotting him as he works out with a sizable pebble. He drops the pebble on the tip of his tail, but caterpillar lifts it off him. They race and train together before bumping shoulders. As evening draws in, Worm is still doing pull-ups on a branch. Then he relaxes upside down and smiles at Caterpillar, who is closing up her cocoon for the night. Worm continues his weightlifting and speedball. Then on another day, he's hopping from flower pot to flower pot and high-kicking the gnome. He punches twigs in half, then flexes his muscle. Super Worm. It's morning, and a stag beetle is waving hello to a pair of snails as they're stopped by a school of bugs scuttling past. An elderly ant exchanges pleasantries with an earwig, and a young toad splashes in a pond with its family. Bees chatter around the entrance to a beekeeper's hive, while down on the ground, Superworm is yawning in his hole. Caterpillar is still asleep in her cocoon, but Superworm brightens when he spots the snails instead. He slithers out, admiring how long he's got.
Superworm is super long.
Ooh.
Superworm is super strong.
Watch him wiggle.
See him squirm.
Hip, hip, hooray for Superworm!
The small crowd only watch as Superworm lifts a large stone with his tail. When Caterpillar's cocoon starts shaking, Superworm drops the stone, knocking the other insects off their feet. He taps on the cocoon, and a black butterfly emerges with a yawn and a stretch. She smiles as she spots Superworm, who beams back at her as she climbs out and spreads her gorgeous yellow and black frilly wings. She's amazed at her transformation and flutters around. Superworm watches in awe as she flies up and does a loop-the-loop. She's surprised when he greets her, stretching up high to where she's flying. They bump shoulders, then follow the scream to find two toads by a road.
Help! Disaster! Oh. Baby toad has hopped onto a major road!
A heavy lorry is coming.
Quick! Whatever can we do?
Look! A superworm lasso!
Superworm uses his tail as a lasso, whipping baby toad out of danger and into the arms of its parents. They return to the garden and the baby is lifted into the air as the crowd of insects cheer and celebrate. Superworm's happy. A crow is flying high with luggage tied to its back, a pearl necklace and a purple flower dangling out of a pouch. Riding it is a yellow lizard wearing a wizard's hat and looking at a map. He spots a church that matches one on his map with a treasure chest and an X. They land by a fallen tree which has an underground entrance. The wizard lizard turns his map on its side before grinning and folding it up. He snaps his fingers at the crow and points at the soil, heading into the fallen tree while the crow dutifully pecks at the ground. Wizard lizard looks into the cave. It has a flat floor with roots in the ceiling and sunlight shining in at the end. Wizard Lizard is pleased. It's raining in the garden, where there's a well near a rose bush. Superworm is playing in puddles with butterflies swooping around him. Butterfly uses her four hands as binoculars to look at the bees.
Oh, the bees are feeling bored today.
They need a nice new game to play.
The bees are just moping around on the stone well, and a young blue beetle is disappointed to find them all bored. Superworm is in a puddle down below.
Cheer up, bees.
No need to mope.
He jumps out.
It's Superworm the skipping rope!
Superworm stretches his head to one bee while another bee has taken up his tail, and they swing him around as Butterfly jumps over him like a skipping rope. Three more bees join in and do tricks as they jump in the middle. Butterfly is watching from above as everyone has fun, but she soon spots the little beetle wandering closer and closer. Beetle accidentally gets hit by Superworm's body and is knocked into the well. Butterfly stops Superworm.
Beetle's fallen in the well.
Is she drowning?
Who can tell?
Superworm looks over the edge.
Not to panic.
All is fine.
Someone gives Superworm a poke. It's Stag Beetle holding one end of a long stick. Superworm wraps himself around the other end, and Stag Beetle holds him out over the well. Gradually, Superworm unwinds himself, dangling his tail down into the darkness below. Stag Beetle struggles to hold on. At the bottom of the well, the water is beginning to come up over Beetle's head. Superworm stretches, then with an almighty effort, he launches himself up and out of the well, with his tail wrapped around Beetle. He accidentally gives Butterfly a whack, and she lands in a muddy puddle. She looks at her dirty wings, then at Superworm and Beetle.
It's Superworm!
The fishing line!
Butterfly is the only one who doesn't cheer.
Then toads and beetles, bees and bugs, brother snails and sister slugs, uncle ant and earwig aunt. Clap and cheer and chant this chant.
Superworm is super long! Superworm is super strong! Watch it wiggle! See him squirm!
Hip, hip, hooray
for Superworm!
Superworm!
Alone in her puddle, Butterfly watches all the others celebrating with Superworm. In his lair, Wizard Lizard has been arranging his treasure. There's more pearls, piles of shiny coins, a green and gold egg, and the purple flower is in a golden teacup. He opens a treasure chest full to the brim with more shiny jewels, then skitters out of the entrance to where Crow hasn't got very far, digging into the ground.
Superworm.
The chant is carried on the air to Wizard Lizard in his lair. He mutters in his servant's ear.
Find that worm and bring him here.
The crow grins and flaps into the air. Superworm is doing tricks for his friends, but Butterfly seems a little sad and doesn't join in. She notices a shadow and sees the menacing shape of Crow flying overhead. Superworm is throwing and catching two little beetles as Crow swoops closer, then suddenly lands on a rock.
The servant Crow is black and grim. Everyone is scared of him.
Stag Beetle and the snails hide in their shells and the toads dash off behind a watering can. Butterfly watches as Superworm looks up at Crow towering over him.
Ha 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 ha!
Crow stops laughing as Superworm gives him another hard stare. Then suddenly, Crow pecks.
They all let out a fearful shriek to see their hero in his beak.
Superworm gulps as the crow flaps away. Butterfly takes off and looks determined as she starts to fly after them. As they get closer to the church, Butterfly flutters down to the ground and peers around a wall. The crow lands as well and walks towards the old tree stump. Butterfly flits over to a rock and pokes her head up as Crow goes inside. Wizard Lizard is dressed up, strutting in front of a mirror with a ring on his head and a string of pearls wound around his neck. He stops when he realizes Crow has arrived with Superworm. The bangle around his waist slips down and he falls flat on his face. He stands up, pulls on his wizard's hat, and smiles slyly. Crow opens his beak and Superworm drops to the floor. He looks frightened as Wizard Lizard reaches up for the purple flower, which he grips in both hands. Wizard Lizard starts to dance, skipping, jumping, twirling and waving the flower around. Superworm and Crow look at each other and shrug.
The wizard waves his magic flower.
Now, Superworm, you're in my power. And you must tunnel, writhe and coil to find me treasure in the soil.
Superworm is very cross to have a lizard as his boss. But when he tries to slink away, the wizard's magic makes him stay.
He tried to slither out of the lair but found himself turning back. Wizard Lizard twirls his finger and Superworm winds himself round and round and round. Just outside, Butterfly gasps and dashes away. Crow looks at the entrance to the lair and narrows his eyes. On her way back to the garden, Butterfly lands on a tree, then launches herself across the road, just as another lorry turns the corner. She's squashed up flat on the windscreen and manages to unstick her face just as the lorry comes to a stop. She's thrown clear into a pile of rubbish, where she splats into a glob of pink bubblegum. Surrounded by old vegetables, fish bones and tins, she's stuck. Superworm is digging with his mouth.
For days he tunnels, twists and whines. But all the treasure that he finds is two small buttons. Half a cork.
The cork pops out of the ground and bounces off Wizard Lizard's head.
A toffee?
Crow snatches the toffee and the foil wrapper hits Wizard Lizard in the face. He pulls it off, then scrunches up his face in pain as he sits on something.
And a plastic fork. The lizard flicks an angry tail.
Have one last try, and if you fail to find that treasure down below, I'll feed you to my hungry crow.
Butterfly bursts out of a box of biscuits. There's something stuck to her face, giving her a beard, like Father Christmas. She wipes it off and drops the crumb of Jaffa cake she's been holding. She hops up onto the box, then a tin can, and higher up the pile of rubbish. She's in the middle of an enormous rubbish dump. Superworm looks fed up to still be eating his way along a new tunnel. On the surface, Wizard Lizard mutters to himself, then bumps into Crow, who's still enjoying the sticky toffee in his beak. He shooes the crow away into the evening sky.
The crow is flapping through the night. Everyone looks up in fright. They see him perch upon an oak. And listen to his dreadful croak.
Superworm is good to eat. Superworm's a special treat. He'll be juicy, fat, and firm. Hip, hip, hooray for Superworm.
Crow takes off from his branch and flies away. A snail pokes its eye stalks out of its shell and gasps as a shadow flutters down into the garden. It's Butterfly.
Action! Quickly! At the double! Superworm's in frightful trouble.
We must help him, if we can.
We must hatch a cunning plan.
One of the toads rubs his hands together. Butterfly whispers, and all the creatures pass the message around. The toads open a drawer in the beehive, and the bees work together to lift a slab of honeycomb. Fireflies light the way, and Butterfly waves them down with two leaves as they drop the honeycomb onto the backs of four snails.
The garden creatures leave their home, carrying a honeycomb.
They all look determined, some of them flying overhead, some marching along, with Butterfly leading the way. Butterfly signals for everyone to freeze, then waves them on when the crow glides away. Clouds drift across the moon as the creatures arrive at the church. A firefly flicks on their lights to show the way as they approach the fallen tree. They move on again until suddenly the snails disappear into a hole. The firefly flicks on their light and the snoring makes everyone dive for cover. A toad flicks out its tongue to whip the firefly in after them. After a moment, Butterfly uses the toad's open mouth like a searchlight, pointing the firefly's beam at the lair.
They jump and fly and crawl and creep and find the wizard fast asleep.
Butterfly flutters closer, then nods at the snails and the toads with the honeycomb. Two of the snails and a slug have reached the magic flower.
They chew the petals off his flower to rob him of his magic power. The caterpillars fetch some leaves, while busily the spider weaves.
The web is strong.
The web is tough. The web is plenty big enough.
Earwig uses her pincers to snip the web free. Bees buzz towards the lair, carrying it like a net. Inside, each of the little creatures has a leaf which they wipe on the sticky honeycomb. They tiptoe towards the sleeping lizard.
The wizard wakes.
He grabs Butterfly and dangles her upside down, but she looks at her friends and whistles. The bees and the beetles charge, coating him in sticky leaves.
This isn't funny! I'm wrapped in leaves and stuck with honey!
He grabs his golden teacup, but the flower's not there, only a slug, and Toad snatches the cup back with his tongue. Wizard Lizard's hands are stuck together, and as he staggers towards the creatures, he falls on his face. Now his tail is stuck to his head, and as the toads and Butterfly hurry out, he chases after them, but the bees trap him in the spider's web.
Then up the bees and beetles fly and lift the web into the sky.
Morning has arrived as they follow Butterfly away from the church.
This is the place!
They let go of the web.
And bang! Crash! Thump!
The lizard bounces off a mattress, gets stuck in a toilet roll, and ends up in rotten, mouldy food.
The wizard's in the rubbish dump.
A dustbin lorry tips out more bags on top of him, then drives off. Butterfly flitters down to the wizard lizard's old lair in the fallen tree stump. Her friends are already searching the place, looking through the coins, in the treasure chest, and under the egg. Butterfly sees a coin wobbling and rushes to pick it up, but in the hole underneath, it's only the little beetle. One by one, all the creatures shake their heads. Sadly, Butterfly wanders outside past the plastic fork. She plonks herself down on the broken cork. Her lips begin to tremble as the others come out of the lair behind her. A tear rolls down her cheek.
Just then, from somewhere underground, there comes a distant rumbling sound. The earth begins to heave, and then...
Superworm is back again! Superworm the swing, the slide,
the hula hoop, the fairground ride,
Superworm the belt,
the hat,
the crane,
the train,
choo-choo,
the acrobat!
He catches three beetles and baby toad, but then everyone stops. Butterfly has two of her arms folded and two more on her hips. She frowns. Superworm flops onto the ground and crawls towards her. She smiles and opens all of her arms to give him a hug. Baby Toad starts to cry. Crow knocks Superworm aside as he pins Butterfly to the ground with his claws. Butterfly grins as she sees the biggest toad whirling Superworm the lasso. He loops over Crow's beak and Butterfly scrambles free. The toads and stag beetle knock him over while Superworm stretches himself between two branches like a catapult. Crow is pinged into the sky and eventually lands with a crash on Wizard Lizard in the rubbish dump.
Then toads and beetles, bees and bugs, brother snails and sister slugs, uncle ant and earwig aunt, clap and cheer and chant this chant.
Superworm is super long. Superworm is super strong. Watch him wiggle. See his worm.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
For Superworm.
Butterfly gives him a friendly shoulder bump, and they smile at each other. The creatures laugh and cheer beyond the gnome with his beard and Butterfly's cocoon, safe among the trees and flowers in their garden.